This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Here's a piece of news for you. The U.S. budget deficit last month soared to $134.5 billion. That's billion with a B. A one-month deficit of $134.5 billion. That's unbelievable. So who actually spends the money in the United States government? Well, the answer to that is the House of Representatives. Now, Democrats control the House, and therefore, they control the purse strings of the federal government. So with a $134.5 million deficit in the month of October, what were the House Democrats doing? Well, impeachment, of course. Here's another fun fact. The government ran up an annual deficit of $984.4 billion in fiscal 2019, which ended in October. That's amazing, too. So with an annual deficit of $984.4 billion in 2019, what were the House Democrats doing? Impeachment, of course. Here's another fact. The Congressional Budget Office is forecasting the deficit for 2020 will hit $1 trillion. That's trillion with a T for the year. Unbelievable. So with a projected deficit of over $1 trillion in 2020, what were the House Democrats doing? Impeachment, of course. Starting to see a pattern here, are you? Well, let's jump into another announcement today. Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, announced the federal budget deficit is on an unsustainable path, which means politely, the government is going broke quickly. So with the U.S. government going broke quickly, what were the House Democrats doing? Impeachment, of course. Fact of the matter is that House Democrats don't even have a spending plan in place for fiscal 2020, even though we're almost a month into the new fiscal year. Nope, instead of taking care of business, they are, you got it, working on impeachment, of course. It's really unbelievable. It's like Nero fiddling while Rome burned. Rather than do their job and take care of government spending, House Democrats would rather take out their hatred of President Trump by trying to impeach him. Now, by all accounts, even if they succeed in doing so, there's virtually no chance the Senate will vote to convict him. So again, rather than take on the nation's business, they've taken the course of their own personal agendas. Frankly, I really don't care what President Trump said or didn't say or implied in his conversations with the Ukrainian president. Is it any different from President Obama whispering to the Russian president that he could do more for him after he won re-election? I think that's more of an issue than a phone call, but hey, what do I know? My message? Do your job and fund the government responsibly. The Democrats? Heck no! It's impeachment, impeachment, and more impeachment regardless. What a bunch of dopes. This is Bob Wynn, and that's the Disgusted View from Here.